Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechtas Shviyos. We are in the fourth parak Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Chokrin Nirin, says the Mishnah, Mina Ovdei Kochavim B'Shviyos. A person can go ahead and rent a plowed field from a non-Jew during the seventh year. In other words, he can make a contract during the seventh year to rent a plowed field for the eighth year, even though the non-Jew is likely going to go ahead and plow it on the seventh year to prepare it for the eighth year. But for him, it's not Shemitah, right? So Avalom Yisrael, but he can't go ahead and do that from a Yisrael. You can go ahead and encourage non-Jews during the Shemitah year. Avalo Yidei Yisrael, but you obviously can't go ahead and do that for a Jew, right? Because if you do it for a Jew, you're encouraging him to do an Aveira. We don't want somebody to be encouraged to do an Aveira. Bishalom, bishloima, mipnei darkei shalom. And for darkei shalom, you obviously should make sure to check in and not ignore them. You can certainly go ahead and check in with them on their yontif, right? And go ahead and proceed. In other words, shalom, bishloima is to greet a non-Jew even on his religious holiday. However, you got to make sure that that greeting is low-key and not overly enthusiastic. So again, to summarize, in the eighth year, a person can't rent from a Jew who plowed the field in the Shemitah year. But you can rent it from a non-Jew, even if it was plowed during the Shemitah year. And you can also encourage success to the non-Jew who's doing his own work on his own field during Shemitah, but not, you can't help him in the process. You can't do the same thing to the Jew who's going ahead and violating, and the Rambam writes, you can't even go ahead and even say hello, because at the time he's doing an Aveira, you don't want to be machazik him. What happens if a person is thinning out olive trees? So Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, Yogom, he should raise them all the way down to the root, but don't uproot it. Beisola Omer, Misharish, Beisola says, you can even take out the root. But when a person is clearing it away, he can only go up until the stump. Echad o shnai, so ezo meida. What's the difference between meida and machlik? If Beisol agrees in regard to machlik, but not in regard to meidal, right? So what's the difference? So meidal is one or two trees. Ha machlik shlosha. That's three. Zebitzad ze, and they all are next to one another. So b'med var mamur mitol shalo. All of these rules are talking about his own field. But if he's clearing away his friend's field, even if he's just thinning it out, he also has the ability to take out the stump. People don't clear away trees on their friend's property in order to plant, and people understand that, and it won't lead to a misunderstanding. Everyone have a wonderful day, and we will meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.